Is that good? I genuinely can't tell if that's good.
G'day, what's up? It's Aiden Jones. You're listening to Sitting Under a Tree for Tuesday, the 23rd of May, 2023. Fucking come on, man. How are ya? I feel a little bit lost at the moment, I think. Both in my life generally and in this moment right now as I attempt to one-handed take the tea bag out, squeeze it out of my tea, and then take the first sip. Here we go. Oh, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. Mate, I don't fucking know. I feel really stressed. I feel overwhelmed with work. I think I got to cut a whole bunch of shit out of my life is what I need to do. I had a wonderful weekend. I did some drugs and I feel like I had a little bit of clarity. What have I been doing to myself, man? Like, I have this idea that, like, I love doing comedy, but at some point it turned into like, okay, so I have to make my entire living from doing comedy. And it's like, do I have to do that? Do I really have to? Because now, like for the last few months, I've been doing this fucking website bullshit. And like, you know, making all of these email things and sending shit out to people and all this fucking stuff. And I'm spending so much of my time not doing comedy, doing shit that's like around comedy. But it's not fucking comedy, man. It's not the thing. I feel like I feel trapped. I really feel trapped. And my friend who has got me into this marketing business thing, I feel like I'm starting to resent him and I don't want to. And so I think I've just got to fucking get out, you know, and maybe I'll lose the nice website that he made me because that's kind of part of the deal. And maybe I'll just pay someone else to make a website for me and that's fine. And I'll just do it on a normal platform that I understand that's easy to customize. Because right now I have this website and every time I want to change it, I have to go through this other fucking person and it's just really hard. And I feel like to promote, I have all these shows coming up because like I'm paying for this platform. And so in order to justify the money that I'm spending on the platform, I have to have shows which are opportunities to make money. And so I book in all these shows. And then because I have all these shows, I have all this pressure on me to then do work on the platform to sell the shows. And they're not selling that well because I don't have that many people who know about me. And so I'm spending heaps of money and I'm spending heaps of time and I'm not making any money back. And worst of all, I'm not even fucking spending time doing the thing that's the whole fucking reason that I'm doing any of this. Fuck, man. And I just am fucking sick of it. So what I'm going to do, I've got to push through. I have this job right now that I fucking hate. I'm so upset. I'm not having a good time. And I mean, listen, thank God I didn't move to the UK because I was not ready. I mean, fuck, I miss my girlfriend, but like, dude, if I'm like this now, imagine what I would have been like. Oh, God. So I've got this job that I hate that just is not good in any way. It's just I put stickers on the front of shops. It's bullshit. It's garbage, you know. I'm grateful for the opportunity to do it and make money, but ultimately as a task, it's not something that society needs. It's not important. And it's just, I don't know. I'm exploiting someone. I'm exploiting someone, and by someone I mean the big company that I'm putting the stickers up for. I'm exploiting someone who is in turn exploiting other people. But that doesn't mean that it's okay that I'm, you know, like I'm doing something shitty. I don't know how better to put it. It's just shit. So my direct boss, I mean, she's cool and she's, you know, been very cool and in giving me the job and letting me work for her and paying me and all this stuff. So I want to kind of stick by my word to what I've said that I'll do, which is work to the end of June till I leave for the UK. So I will do that. I'll work to the end of June at this job and then I'll go away. And here's the next few months for me that are exciting. I'm going to go do the Reykjavik Fringe in Iceland. I've got my two shows there. I'm going to work hard to promote those shows. And then I'm going to, I've got my friend's wedding in Greece on an island on the 19th of July. So before that, in between the Reykjavik Fringe, which ends on the 2nd of July, and the wedding on the 19th, I've decided that I'm going to do a workaway trip in Greece. I want to learn a little bit of Greek. I want to spend some time working on like a farm or some shit. I've made my profile. I've started messaging people. I'm trying to find the perfect place. Spend a week and a half working on a farm or something and just having, you know, free accommodation and food. And in the evenings, I'll study a bit of Greek. I won't do any comedy. I'll just take some time to just be in the world. And then I'll go to the wedding. And I'll spend a week on an island with my friends, and that'll be nice. I'll read a book, I'll relax. And then I have a show in Athens on, I think, the 23rd of July. And then after that, we'll go to Dublin, because I'd planned to anyway. And I've got a show in Dublin that I need to sell. So I'll do that. And then from Dublin, I'll pop through London for a couple of days and then I'll head up to Edinburgh for the Fringe. And then I'm in the Fringe for all of August. And then in September, I have a week in Gothenburg at the Fringe Festival there and possibly the week before the Stockholm Fringe would be nice if I get accepted. Who knows? If I don't, whatever, maybe I'll go to Paris or some shit. And then I'm going to come back to Australia. And when I get back to Australia, I'm going to find a job that I can do 4 days a week that is just honest work for honest pay. How many times have I said this? I'm fucking doing it. All right, I'm going to do a job, a normal fucking job that's just within what I can do and my skills, you know. Maybe I'll use my body. Maybe I'll go back to Man with a Van. Maybe I'll do another delivery job. I don't know what it's going to be, but I want to get a job. Maybe I'll do Man with a Van in the interim. Whatever. Honest work for honest pay. And then outside of that, I'm just going to do comedy. And I want to travel less. I want to be in Melbourne. And I'm just going to enjoy doing comedy and not feel like I have to do it to survive or like make my money off it, you know? And I'll just have fun and do fun bits and tell stories and write jokes and enjoy it and work on a new show. Yeah. That's the plan. And I'm going to be in Melbourne and I'll do that to the end of the year. I'm not going to have all these fucking shows all the time and all this travel and touring that I'm trying to do, trying to make money and just like, just putting all this pressure on comedy because I think it's making me unhappy and I think it's giving me a lot of extra work that I don't need to be doing and it's stressing me out. I feel like I'm doing three jobs. I was talking to my friend yesterday. I had a great, great weekend. The wedding that I'm going to, my friend, it was his Bucks party on Saturday. A bunch of us went up to St. Arnaud, which is how I'm committing to saying it because that's how the locals say it, even though it's St. Arnaud, which to me is Arnaud because it's like French, whatever, but they say Arnaud. When I was up there, I was like, they're saying it wrong. And it was like, yeah, I know. You know when you go to France and they say France? That's fucking wrong. They're saying it wrong. I was like, you know what? Point well made. It's their place. They choose how to say it. And then we can say it like them because it's their place, isn't it? You got to respect the people. Man, when I was in high school, my maths teacher, Mr. Winston, so funny. He told us about a teacher he had when he was in school, this Greek guy, who just would pronounce some words wrong, but he was like really funny and, you know, had great stuff to say. And one of the things was instead of saying people, he would say pleep. And he would always say, you respect the I respect the you. So he would go, you respect the I respect the you, and you got to respect the pleep. Fuck, that is so funny. You respect the I respect the you, and remember, you gotta respect the pleep. Instead of people, we would say pleep. Oh, we's only good pleep in here. Fuck yeah, man. Fuck yes. So we went up to St. Arnaud to this church. This old ass church, 18 boys in a church. It's like an Airbnb that you can get. And we had a lamb on a spit and we had the day. And I'll tell more stories about that later. But on the way up, I was talking to my friend who I drove up with. And we just had some amazing chats. It's a 2.5 hour drive each way. So plenty of time to catch up, talk about life and all of this shit. And he just did kind of lay out to me like, you know, you're kind of working three jobs right now. And it's true. I'm working my day job for money. I'm working this, like I'm doing marketing and working on a website and everything for my comedy. And then I'm also working on creating the comedy. It's three things. And I think one of those things I don't need to be doing because I have a bunch of people, management, who have said that they want to do that for me. And so I should just let them, you know? And the places where I'm not making money, the reason I'm not making money in those places is because there's just not a way to make money in those places for me just yet. And so all I can do is try and create stuff in the meantime that's going to get people to be paying attention to me so then I can have the capability to go to those places. So like, rather than desperately trying to go to these places and sell tickets when there's no one there who knows who I am, why don't I put energy and work into this new podcast that I'm supposed to be releasing soon that I still haven't done the editing for, but I've done all these recordings. Let me put some energy into that. So that's kind of the plan. Oh, fuck. You know what? The fucking washing machine in my goddamn house beeps. I fucking hate it so much. It beeps really annoyingly when it finishes and it just rings through the whole house and I hate it. Well, I'm a fucking emotional wreck right now, aren't I? There it is. Beep, beep. Oh, cunt. If that keeps going, I am just going to drop the mic. I'm doing it. I'm doing it right now. I'll see you guys in like 2 seconds. Oh, stay there. Don't fucking touch anything. Did it. Did you touch the stuff? Oh, God. This is chaos this week. This is absolute chaos. How are you guys, by the way? Are you doing okay? Are you doing well in your life? Are you feeling stressed? Do you feel like the dream that you set out to achieve in your early 20s is slowly slipping through your fingers like so much sand? God, man. For someone whose life is ostensibly full of wonderful things, I do find a lot of shit to bitch about, don't I? So Saturday, we went up to St. Arnold. It was a wonderful day. The drugs did kind of kick me sideways a little bit. Yeah, there's some drugs are good and some drugs are annoying. I don't know that I like cocaine. I just don't think I like it. It doesn't do nice things. Makes me anxious. But So we drove up there. We set up the lamb on the spit. We set up a little area to hang out in the house. And then homeboy who's getting married showed up, got driven there at like 1. He didn't know what was going on. So he rocked up and everyone was there waiting for him. And we just set about the business of the day, working on the lamb, having a fire, chopping up wood. And, the lamb went on at about 1, and then at like fucking 5-ish, we started taking drugs, which was just a bad idea because dinner was served at like 7 and we were all like, oh, like one little drug before dinner, we'll be fine. We'll still be able to eat. And by the time dinner rolled around, everyone was so gagged. There was like 18 of us and no one went for the fucking food. Like, we weren't completely wrecked, but I just, you know, you could tell no one was really in the mood to be eating that food. Like, we got into the main, this old church was so beautiful. It was all cobbled together. I guess a bunch of, I think when it was operational, there were like 50 kids used to live there and then like, you know, some nuns and priests and stuff. So there were all these sleeping quarters and different rooms and it was very labyrinthine and it felt like it had been built and then an extension and then another extension. There was a little chapel room and there was this grand dining hall with like a little, like a kind of, what felt like a one of those portable classrooms tacked onto the end of it that was like a disco room with a weird Game of Thrones throne in there, like a throne of like the Iron Throne or whatever. I don't know. It was a fucking hodgepodge mess of stuff, but it was great. And we get into the dining room. We like get all the lamb. We carve it up. People are making salads, spanakopita. Potatoes, stuff, just heaps of different stuff. All amazing food. And then we get into the dining hall and there's a whole table full of this incredible food that we've spent all day making. And we get around this big table and everyone's kind of looking around and people are... And then the bachelor party man stands up and says some things and a few other guys stand up and say some things. You know what? I was a little disappointed in myself and maybe it was the drugs that made me all nervous and it just made me feel like I wasn't in full control of my shit. But like, I wanted to make a speech. I wanted to say some stuff. And then when the moment came, I felt self-conscious. Maybe this is leading to also like, I was really busy last week, man. I felt so busy because I went away with my now ex-girlfriend for that week and a half and didn't work. And, I got back and I needed to make money. So I worked Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Tuesday, me and her just walked around. I caught up with her. I did the podcast on Tuesday morning last week, didn't I? Tuesday afternoon, we met up and walked around, and it was very nice, and we said goodbye. So all last week, just Monday working, Tuesday that, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all working and comedy at night. And didn't really feel like I contributed as much as I would have liked to the stag party. Felt kind of guilty about that. Felt guilty about the fact that, yeah, the other guys organized it, and really I should have been one of the people kind of spearheading the effort to organize that thing. And so when we got there, and I'd been asked to give a speech, but I don't know, my guilt really fucking got on top of me. I just was like, I don't know if it's my place to give a speech because I didn't contribute to the organizing of this, and I feel like I should have done more, and I didn't. So when the time came to give a speech, I just fucking sat on my hands. I didn't do shit. Why do I feel so bad? Listen to that. That, again, the negativity. I'm beating up on myself a lot. When we did the speeches, no one went for the food. My shining moment was just a little butt in. I just went, do you reckon the reason we haven't gone for the food is because we're all too cooked to eat now? And it was true. We ran around that chapel, the little church thing, all night, and it was so big, it easily swallowed up 18 of us. You could have 150 people in that place and there'd still be heaps of room. It was huge. And so, yeah, we did that all night, just like spent some time in the big like main church room, people dancing on the altar and stuff, playing Highway to Hell in there. We had the fire going, did a bit of acid, and that kind of got me thinking a lot. And I don't know, I guess I just yesterday, like, didn't get much sleep, and then we woke up and cleaned the whole place and then got out of there. And on the big drive back, I just started, like, on the drive up, I'd been talking about how I'm going to keep working on this marketing stuff and whatever. And then we did all of these drugs, and I feel weird talking about the fact that I did drugs, but I don't know, who cares? I did cocaine, MDMA, I had 1.5 pills, and I did a bit of a tab of acid too. It's not that often that I have a big blowout like that, so. Oh, and I smoked some weed at the end of the night. And then on the drive back, yeah, I was like, why am I doing this to myself? Why do I need to work on this marketing stuff? Why do I need to do all of these things? Why do I have all these jobs? And even, I want to talk about myself without giving too much of someone else's life away, but like, what the hell? Oh my God. Someone's car's driving down the street, and that is the most fucked sounding car. Oh my God. Whoever's car that was just literally was driving down the street going, oh, it's still. Man, do you ever want to lean out your window and just tell someone to shut the fuck up? Like, what is that? Squeaking. Jesus Christ. Still a mess this week. The podcast. Can I talk for 5 minutes without getting distracted by some noise? So on the way back, yeah, like, oh yeah, so I'm talking about, like, why do I do all this stuff? And I was thinking about, you know, this idea that I wanted to move to London, and like, why am I always going somewhere else? You got to be happy now. If you can't be happy right now, then you're never going to be happy. If you can't be happy with what you've got right now and you think you need something else to be happy, when you get that next thing, it's not going to make you happy either. So I really just started to think about, like, what makes me happy in my life and what makes me unhappy, and how can I focus more on the stuff that makes me happy and not on the stuff that makes me unhappy? Because the shit that makes me happy, that's what I want to keep. And the shit that makes me unhappy, I don't care how much money it might make me in the future. It's not fucking important. And if I think that I need to move to London to be happy, or if I think that I need to be in a relationship to be happy, or if I think that I need to be a successful comedian, whatever the fuck that means, to be happy, or any of this stuff, it's not going to make me happy. I need to be happy with what I have right now. What I have right now is a community in comedy, and the ability to get on stage every night whenever I want and do comedy. And so then what that gives me is something to work on in the day, something to like to write jokes and things that I can say that night. And I have the ability to go out and get a job, or just like a random job to make money so that I can pay my rent and feed myself. And that's all I fucking need. That is all I need. Maybe a bit of extra free time to work on another little side project for fun, a little creative project. And if more money comes out of that stuff, great. And if it doesn't, it shouldn't be important. I think I've been placing way too much importance on that stuff. When we were on the drive home, my mum called, and that was a nice little bit of timing, and I was talking to her about that, and it seemed to ring true. I went to a gig last night at Voltaire. I was talking to a friend about that. Kind of used him as a sounding board, and he said the same thing. He was like, yeah, man, that sounds good. All right, now what is a good moment? I've got a poem to read again this week. A lot of poems lately, hey? Hope you guys are liking the poems. I'm digging the poems, man. I put this one up on Instagram yesterday and put a little poll there to see if people liked it, and people said they liked it. I reckon this one was good. Here we go. The lamb above the coals was dripping sweat. All afternoon as breath turned into mist. Then dusk turned into night. The hall was full. With love and food, alas, no one could bear to eat because we'd filled ourselves on drugs. Filled ourselves on drugs? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Let me go again. The lamb above the coals was dripping sweat all afternoon as breath turned into mist. Then dusk turned into night. The hall was full with love and food. Alas, no one could bear to eat because we'd filled ourselves on drugs. That's good. That's good. It's kind of funny. What was another good moment? What was a great moment? I remember when I came up on my pill, the euphoria, it just hit me. I was sitting at the fire and I felt it and I was like, whoa, it just kind of came on rushing. Went over to the buck and gave him a hug and told him I loved him. There was a nice moment out the front. Me and him and another one of our an old friend who we've all known each other for like 15 years. We all went out the front, sat at this table, and we're just talking about life and about the wedding and everything. On Friday night, I got an invitation a few years ago to go and have dinner with this family. A lady came to my show and she said she loved it, the one about my meeting my biological dad. And she said her kids are not their own biological kids, they're foster parents. And so it really hit home with her about the relationship with my dad and talking about that kind of stuff. And she said, you know, if you're ever in Geelong and you want to come and have dinner with us, you'd be very welcome. Then I replied to that and said that it was very nice and maybe I would one day. And then this year she came to my show again in Melbourne and said the same thing. If you want to come have dinner with us, you'd be very welcome. And I thought I'd take her up on the offer. So Friday night I had a gig in Geelong. I spent the day working in Geelong in my day job. And then in the evening went to their place and had dinner with, they've got three kids and it was her and her husband. And, got into the house and these kids are fighting and crying. They're three boys. One of them was sick in his room and the other two were out. They're like 8 and 7 years old. I guess I've been thinking a lot about kids lately. I think I'd like to have kids one day. I've been spending time with my cousin and his kids. I've been talking a lot about kids, I think, lately. Maybe I'm getting clucky. Maybe if I have kids, then I'll be happy. Fucking idiot. So there was a cool moment. They cooked lamb as well. I had a weekend of lamb. Oh, that's the name of the podcast. Yes. 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 Weekend of lamb. Weekend of lamb. Great, man. What a good fucking name. I love it. And let's find the photo this week. The photo this week is going to be a photo of my man. Yep. Standing in front of the lamb, brushing it with with rosemary, with the oil and the lemon and salt and stuff, with a rosemary brush as it goes over the... Oh, yep. That's going to be the photo. So, yeah, they cooked... When I went to the family's house in Geelong, they cooked cooked lamb as well and veggies, and very wholesome meal, sat down to the meal, and the kids are talking. They're great kids, full of energy, and the two kids that were there were in the lounge room, and they were fighting. They had a piano, so I played a little bit of piano. That was nice. And then me and these two parents were sitting at the table and we were just chatting. They're really lovely people. The guy is a pastor and does work with kids at a local school. And, yeah, we're just chatting about life, watching the kids fight as they just absolutely fucking pound on each other. And the way the kids were fighting, it reminded me of me and my little brother when we were kids and the way that we used to fight. And I haven't thought about that in such a long time because it's just, I don't know, it's not a part of my life. The way kids fight, you know, like they really are aggressive, but they're not trying to hurt each other. They're just fighting. And they were jumping on stuff and they like fall down and like, you know, hit bits of furniture or like just have like crazy falls but like not get hurt. Like they wouldn't actually hurt themselves, but they would do shit that if I did that with my body, it would really fuck me up. I don't know what I'm trying to say. It was a nice moment. What am I trying to say with all of this? I had a nice weekend. I worked too much last week. I felt stressed. I'm trying to do something. I think a lot in my life, I often will kind of panic and go like, all right, here's the solution. I'm always looking for a solution or like, you know, like I feel bad right now. What can I do that's just going to fix it? I don't know that there's anything to fix this. It's just a practice. And I think the knee-jerk reaction to this feeling would be to just quit the job that I have right now and, you know, start on a new job straight away and blah, blah, blah. But I'm trying not to make a knee-jerk reaction. I'm trying to plan what I want to do and then hopefully I'll be able to stick to that plan. So for the next month, while I'm still in Australia before I go back to Europe for the summer, it'll be work at this job and just like fulfill that, you know, what's the word? Fulfill that obligation that I've made to someone. Then I'll go to Europe. I'm not happy with how long I'm going to be in Europe this year. 2.5 months. Too long. But I was going to be moving. So I think I've let myself slip into that again. Hey, 2.5 months, man. What the fuck is wrong with me? I don't have that kind of money. Why am I doing that? Then when I get back, my goal for the end of the year is to pay off this $15,000 loan that I've taken out that was going to be my money to move to London. Make sure that that goes back down to zero. And then I'm just working at a job for the rest of the year. Minimal travel. I might not do any touring for the rest of the year. I might just fucking chill. Maybe I'll do like one run at the Sydney Comedy Store if I can get it. But that'll be about it. Just work and just fucking do comedy and be a person and be happy. That's all I want to do. That's the whole point. And I keep getting distracted. All right. I think that's about it, man. I hope you guys are, I hope you know what it is in your life that makes you happy. And I hope that you've not become distracted from that thing. And if you have, I hope that listening to me scream at myself this week has, helped you remember that you got to fucking take the good things, right? Get rid of the bullshit. Get rid of the fucking stuff that you think is going to make you happy in the future because it's not going to. And bring in the stuff that's going to make you happy now because that's all that fucking matters. All right, I'll talk to you guys next week. Thank you very much for listening. This has been Aiden Jones sitting under a tree. Peace.